Speaking of God, that G word that we kind of throw around a whole lot, I thought maybe it was time to kind of explore a little bit of what is that really? And one of the things that I know from my years of exploring and seeking to understand is that the longer I go, the less I understand. So that, I know that's not encouragement, but it's just honesty. But I want to start by just going back to one of those experiences where I heard an acknowledgement or an understanding of what the divine is. And of course, we never fully understand that at all. But if you'll notice, there have probably been times in your life when you heard somebody talking about God and something within you went, I don't think so. Ever had that? You may even have it a lot here. That's okay. But there's also been times when you heard an understanding and it kind of called you into a different place and you said, yes, that's something, there's something there. I want to touch that. I want to know that. Well, for me, one of those experiences was when I read a wonderful metaphysician who taught in kind of the early 1900s. And she, her name is Dr. Emily Cady, and she had this beautiful understanding as I read more and more and saw her bring kind of this perception of what is this divine that we seek to touch and know and awaken to as spiritual beings. She said, God is the name that we give to that unchangeable principle at the source of all existence. Unchangeable principle at the source of all existence. As the creative underlying cause of all things, God is principle, impersonal. Now, I knew there was something there. I didn't particularly like the impersonal part. But I also recognize that, you know, we're reaching for a different understanding here. This principle at the core of all existence. But then she kind of helped me along with the next little bit. She said, as expressed in each individual, God becomes personal in that one, a personal, loving father, mother. Now, that was back before we used words like father, mother. A personal, loving father, mother. All that we can ever need or desire is that infinite father principle, the great reservoir of unexpressed good, an amazing potential within us. And so what happens is we begin to touch and understand this principle, this presence that's at the very, very core and fabric of existence. It takes us into another understanding. God is not a being having qualities. God is the good itself. God is not a being. And that was important for me because where I was raised as a young kid, I kind of did the, you know, God was that figure at the top of the Sistine Chapel. Very being-like. But what we're understanding is this principle, this which is the very goodness of life itself, that the qualities of being. So she goes on to say, God is love. All the love in the universe is God. You love. That's God. Not separate from you, but as you. God, all the love in the universe is God. All the wisdom and intelligence. We have wisdom and intelligence most of the time. every thought, every experience of insight and understanding is that divine presence in you as you. All the wisdom and intelligence we see in the universe is God. Now that's what happens is that's kind of looking at God. Okay, it's that it. What is it? It's principle, it's wisdom, intelligence, it's personal, it's loving, it's caring. And I don't really know that that's very important at all. Because what makes a difference is what I experience. Okay, this experience that I have, this divine presence. Now, Ron opened the service with the invocation, Charles Fillmore's invocation, which he says, I am now in the presence of pure being, immersed in the Holy Spirit of light, love, and wisdom. And I love those words because they're just so filled with, we're in the midst of it. It's the whole thing is this divine presence, immersed in it from the very center of being to the very circumference of life itself. What a fascinating awareness. And the interesting thing is, we can have that awareness. Now, you've had moments when you were aware of that connectedness that you had with the universe. Okay, you weren't crazy, but you were smart enough to not to tell anybody. Okay, but you have had awareness of your oneness. Now, sometimes it was very close. Sometimes it was with a family member or an experience, or it was with a part of nature. Sometimes it was that sense of the boundaries that I see as me aren't all that limited, and I'm really a part of that whole love and light that's unfolding in this earth right now. Okay, so, and you've had those experiences. I'd ask you to raise your hands, but you don't have to admit this. Okay, it's okay. And you've known of other folks that have. But we tend to have them just for moments. And then we go back to, from that spiritual place that we were able to see that oneness, we go back into this experience of the brain saying, now, I'm separate, I got to remember that, and going in and looking at the world that way. Nothing wrong with that. But the spiritual being that you are has this capability of knowing that oneness and feeling it, sensing it, experiencing it as it moves in and through our lives. The experience that we just had at the end of our prayer, time where we send out our love, okay, that love that you send out, that feeling that you have of connection, of blessing, of those things, that's part of that oneness, isn't it? You are one with all love. If all love is God, you are in that state of love, and that love touches out all around the earth, touches the earth, touches the people. Very, again, it's something that happens from the spiritual part of ourself, and one of the easiest ways to touch it is during that time of prayer. But there's another whole experience of the divine that we maybe focus on a little less here at Unity. And that's because it's a little hard to focus on it and not falling back into that old being out there thing. Okay, and that's, it's kind of like the one is the I, I am one with that love, but the other is you, where we look out and we're kind of looking at the divine, and it feels separate. And you have that experience of looking at the stars at night in one of those places where there wasn't much light and you could just see forever. And wow, that sense of how much greater there is than me. Anybody have that response? okay, yeah, how much greater there is in me. Well, that greater than sense that we touch. And beyond the stars that you were looking at. Or maybe it was standing on a mountaintop or something and seeing the beauty of nature all around you. But beyond that, there was that sense of that which was present in all that. The greater intelligence and order and power that brought all that forth. Have you had that? Okay, and sometimes that's pretty, it feels pretty separate than us because it feels so much greater. I couldn't be all of that. Now, it is a perception that we have where we're able to perceive that divine presence beyond ourselves. And the analogy that so often is used to kind of talk about our experience of the divine is how the wave is part of the ocean. So in a sense, we're that wave. You know, what's in us is just like what's in the ocean. But there's a lot more to the ocean than the wave. Okay, so, and then the analogy totally breaks down because waves just don't have much awareness. But that sense of looking out and seeing, wow, and there's so much more, and yet knowing that in some way we're one with that. In the invocation, that next step Fillmore takes is where he looks at that. I acknowledge your presence and power, beloved spirit. He's looking and seeing that he has that capacity to be aware of this divine presence and to acknowledge it. And that is a beautiful, sacred part of our experience too. Now, the truth is, most religion is all there. That's what their focus is. And that's why when we have the music, so much music and all is the acknowledgement and praise of that, and it's focused on that other than, the greater than. And that's beautiful, but just a beginning. One of those understandings that Emily Cady shared was that when we experience that principle, that power, that presence, when it touches our lives personally, it is very personal to us. And it's that way that I have found we awaken in the midst of seeing that divine presence, that we get to recognize it. Lady Sandra McFaul shares an experience where she was meeting at a restaurant with a friend. She'd asked the friend, his name was Paul, to be there with her because she was about to go look at her home. And she had been evacuated from the area. It was one of those times of the big wildfires in Southern California. And she understood that the fire had gone through where her home was. So there was a good chance that she was going back to a burned down house. And so she wanted just a friend to be with her now that she was allowed to go back. So she went back in. And her friend shared with her, and she discovered this later, but I thought it was kind of interesting as they were headed into the experience. Her friend shared an experience where he wanted something very special for her. Knowing what she was about to see, what he asked in prayer and support of his friend was that she would feel the touch of that divine love, that she would feel that touch of God. So they go back, and the house was completely burnt. And in fact, it must have been a very hot fire because there was just nothing left. Now, part of Sandra's experience was she was a professional artist and had worked very hard at her career and become very successful, and had wanted expressed in her home the same beauty that she sought to create through art. So she had a beautiful home. And also the home was filled with her art. This was also her career and where all of that took place for her. So she's suddenly looking at all that she possesses and her whole career. Everything is gone. It was just ash. They walk through the, you know, looking for what might be left. Paul found a frame that he recognized and pulled it up. And interestingly enough, it was a picture of her father. And it was the glass was whole. The picture wasn't even charred. And he brought it to her and she looked at it. And she had an interesting response because her father was the person who had really believed in her and encouraged her and said, even, you know, heading into a challenging career, which art is, you know, that she could do it, that she had what it took. And he kept reminding her all the time from when she was a little girl on through her life, it's never the things. It's always who you are that is important. And when she was remembering that, and suddenly she remembered that her father and mother had been missionaries in Africa. And they'd taken everything they had over to Africa to do this mission work for whatever church they were a part of. And they had a little house there where all their things were. And they, you know, then supported, you know, one of the African communities that was there. And they'd gone to visit some friends. And when they were gone, African soldiers came through and destroyed the village, burnt down their house. And so suddenly she's looking at this picture of her father, who she realizes has gone through this experience of losing everything. And she remembers what he'd said, how you never need to worry. It's in you. And she felt that sense of love and strength as she began to stand up and look around her differently. And a couple hours later, she and Paul left. And just before they left, Paul found a book that was still seemed to be intact. So he brought that with him. They went and sat down to eat and talk about what they'd seen. And he handed her the book, and she looked. And the book was her mother's Bible. Well, she opened it up, and inside that Bible there were a bunch of note pages. And she started to read what her mother had written. And they were the notes that her mother had written immediately after they had lost everything in that fire in Africa. Those were the two things that survived. And she could feel her mother's strength and faith and understanding and wisdom on what was important. That touch of the divine. When we discover and we see it at work around us, is so personal to us. As a result, what happened was she ended up realizing that she'd gotten so busy, she'd kind of lost that awareness of all the different ways that presence expressed for her. So she started making lists. She said, okay, every day I'm going to write down 10 ways in which I experience being touched by that divine, that care, that love, that presence in some form or other. And so she started. Now she did 10 things every day. At the time that she wrote up her experience that I just shared with you, she was at 8,324. Okay, so she'd stayed with it and she'd been diligent with it. But I thought, what a beautiful way. We perceive that there is that something out there that's greater, and yet we're constantly touched by it. So now I can't, 10's always too many for me, but I can do 5. So I thought maybe this would be a good point to start doing, maybe five things a day. So let me check with you. Now this morning, can you think of 5 ways in which you were touched by this pure principle that expresses personally to you? Opened your eyes. Divine life. Did anyone smile at you today? Okay. Touched. Again, not some being out there. This is the principle of life, of love. All power is the divine. How many of you? You turned the key and the car started. Okay. All power is the divine. That's it. Gets pretty personal, but your car feels real personal, but doesn't start, doesn't it? Okay. It's there. We are immersed in this experience of divine power and presence, of love and care. Imagine what you ate. What care did it take to bring that to your table? I can go into my coffee. Wow! You know, I know they don't grow that in California. Okay, have been brought right there for that experience, that life, love, power, intelligence, wisdom that puts all of this together. So would you join me in 5 things? Yeah. Do each day? Can we? Okay. Don't have to. But my guess is that if we let ourselves experience this, what happens is we begin to change our perception. And this presence and power is here touching us, caring for us, empowering our lives, moving, flowing through that which we do, and we awaken. Okay? Ready to do it with me? This awareness that we are in the midst of divine love, that is the underlying, the only ultimate reality of life itself. And it's constantly touching us, caring for us. Divine love touches me right now. Join me. Divine love touches me right now. Again, divine love touches me right now. You feel that touch? That intelligence? That light, that life, wisdom, love. Again, divine love touches me right now. And the most beautiful thing in all of it is through your touch, it touches others. Bless you.